Das Chazor sagt, nicht über Chesu Shagav, aber Yehudim sagt, das Bechulun darf nun beis. The Mishnah said, Nishtabu Roiv Tzol Yisrael. A Bryce says, the following combinations will make up the majority of the ribs. It's either 6 ribs from one side, 6 from the other, or 11 from one side, 1 from the other. Ziri said, the breaks in the ribs have to be from the upper half of the ribs towards the spine. Rabbi Barachan, the name of Yechon, said the breaks must take place in the large ribs that have marrow. Tzokh Mervai to Ula said, Ben Zakkai said, if the ribs become uprooted from their attachment to the spine, the animal is a trefa if even a majority of just one side of the ribs become uprooted. With regard to broken ribs, the animal only becomes a trefa if a majority of both sides are broken. Rabbi Yechon said, in either case, we need a majority of both sides of ribs. Rav said, if a rib was uprooted together with the vertebrae, the animal is a trefa. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi asked Rav, what if the ribs on each side of a vertebrae became detached, but the vertebrae remained in place? Rav said, this is essentially the same as an animal that cut in half, and the animal is therefore considered certainly a nevela. In fact, Rav's case, where the rib was uprooted together with his vertebrae, is the exact same case, and should also be a nevela. And Rav was talking about a case where the rib and half the vertebrae were attached. In fact, this would mean that Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were asking about a case where only the rib was uprooted, but the vertebrae was not. And Rav's response was that it's a nevela. How can this be when Ula said that Ben Zakkai said that if the ribs would come uprooted from their attachment to the spine, the animal is a trefa if even a majority of just one side of the ribs would come uprooted? With regard to broken ribs, the animal only becomes a trefa if a majority of both sides are broken. We see that two ribs alone would not make the animal to a trefa, and definitely not into a nevela. After the Gemara, Rav would say, Ben Zakkai is talking about where the uprooted ribs are not opposite each other in the opposite side of the animal. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi are talking about where they are, and that case is worse. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon said, in either case, we need a majority of both sides of ribs, and that has to mean that there were some uprooted or broken ribs that were opposite other ribs that are uprooted or broken. We see that even though that's so, it's only a trefa, not a nevela, if there's a majority. After the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon was talking about a case where the rib detached from the vertebrae, but the vertebrae remained in place. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were talking about where the vertebrae became detached as well. Based on this, the case of Rav Kahana and Rav Asi is essentially the case of Rav. After the Gemara, they must not have heard Rav's ruling. If so, they should have asked about the case where only one rib was uprooted with part of the vertebrae. After the Gemara, by asking a ruling in a case of two ribs that were uprooted, they felt they can get an answer to the question of where only one rib is uprooted as well. Why? Because they said if Rav would answer strongly that the animal is usher, they would know that he's doing so as if to say, of course it's usher, because if even only one rib became detached, it would be usher. By answering them that the case of two detached ribs is essentially the case of an animal being cut in half, again, that was a strong answer, and they understood that to mean that even in the case of one detached rib and part of the vertebrae, it would be also usher. So, my invite to Rabbi Bar of Shila, the name of Masa, the name of Shmuel, said if a rib is uprooted from its base, or if the majority of the skull is crushed, or if most of the meat that covers the carcass was imperfect, the animal is a trefa. In fact, when we find that Shmuel says elsewhere that an animal is a trefa when even one vertebrae is removed, this necessarily means that two ribs are removed. We see that one rib alone is not enough. Furthermore, our ruling of Shmuel is discussing where the rib was uprooted but the vertebrae was not, whereas the other ruling of Shmuel was where the vertebrae were missing but the rib was not. Furthermore, how is it that a vertebrae can be missing without the rib that's attached to it missing as well? Furthermore, that case refers to the lower vertebrae which don't have ribs attached. Fek Merv, Yemi asked, did Shmuel refer to most of the height of the skull or to most of the circumference of the skull? Mar says, Teiku. Fek Merv Ashi asked, did Shmuel mean that most of the meat that covers the carcass were torn or the most was removed? And the Mishnah said that a tear in the outer carcass makes the animal a trefa. And Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rechanina, said, the outer carcass is the meat that covers the carcass. We see that a tear in most of this meat will make the animal a trefa. Fek Merv Zok Merv says, however, this is not a valid answer because Shmuel holds that the outside carcass is actually the area that does not have a wool-like material on the inside and does not refer to the meat that covers the carcass. Hey, the Mishnah then said, Udrusas Hazaev. Rabbi Yehuda name Rav said, with regard to an animal that was attacked and clawed, it is a trefa if the attacking animal is the size of a wolf or larger. With regard to a bird, it's a trefa if the attacking bird was the size of a gnat or larger. Furthermore, what is the first part of the statement regarding animals come to exclude? It can't mean to exclude the clawing of a cat because the fact that the Mishnah says the clawing of a wolf, it's obvious that the smaller cat would be excluded. You can't say that the Mishnah means to teach that a wolf can even make a larger animal than it into a trefa by clawing it. And the Mishnah does not mean to teach that a cat can't kill with its clawing because Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says that a wolf can only make a trefa by clawing a small animal alone. Can make a trefa by clawing a large animal. We have learned that Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes, the name of Rabbi Law, said that Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the view of the Tanakhama, not arguing on it. If so, the Tanakhama said wolf to exclude a cat. So why did Rav have to teach this to us? And tomorrow, Rav would argue that with Rabbi Yomin and say that Rabbi Yehuda does, in fact, argue with the Tanakhama. Another teret, although the Mishnah means to exclude a cat, we would have thought that the Mishnah says wolf since that's the usual case. However, a cat's clawing can also make a trefa, Rav therefore teaches to explain that this is not so. Mark continues with Amram, the name Mishnah Rav Chisda said a cat or a nemiya can make a baby goat or a baby lamb into a trefa by clawing it. A weasel can make a bird into a trefa by clawing it. Fekmar Abrai says that a cat, a nate, and a nemiya only make a trefa if they puncture a vital organ of the victim. This suggests that they cannot make a trefa with a simple clawing. Mara asks, our Mishnah says that a nate can make a trefa by clawing. Mara says that the Mishnah is referring to a bird that's clawed by a nate. Anyway, so back to our original question, though, sir. Rav Chisda will follow another braisa which says that Beribi says a cat's clawing can make the victim animal into a trefa if the victim animal had people who were trying to save it. This infuriates the cat and gives it the clawing ability to kill. In fact, it once happened that by Rav Kahana that a chicken was being chased by a cat and the chicken ran into a room and the door closed behind it, preventing the cat from going in. The cat clawed the door and poison was later found on the door. We see that even if no person was trying to save the chicken, and yet the cat has the ability to kill with poison. And if the animal saving itself over here, in our case, the chicken saving itself, is just like having someone else trying to save it. This also infuriates the cat and gives it the ability to kill. The Rabbanon, who say that a cat can't kill, hold that it does have poison, but the poison cannot kill. Mar says another thing. We said we can also say that the first braisa that says a cat, a nate, and a nemiya can only make a trefa when they puncture an organ follows the view of Beribi, who says that they can't kill unless someone is trying to save the victim. Zakmar Vaiter of Kana asked Rav, can a cat make a trefa by clawing? He answered, even a weasel can make a trefa by clawing. Another time he asked, can a weasel make a trefa by clawing? He answered, even a cat can't make a trefa by clawing. Another time he asked, do a cat and a weasel have the ability to make a trefa by clawing? And he answered, a cat does have the ability, but a weasel does not have the ability to make a trefa by clawing. These seem to be contradictory answers. The Mara says they're not contradictory. When he first said that even a weasel can make a trefa, he was referring to when it clawed a bird. When he said that even a cat can't make a trefa, he was referring to where it was a large sheep that was clawed. When he said that a cat can make a trefa, but a weasel cannot, he was referring to where it was a baby goat or a lamb that were clawed.